Greetings, greetings. It's an honor to be with you another day. And we're still talking about the work of the Ecclesia. That's right. And today, we are talking about the teacher. The teacher, the indoctrinator. That's right. We're talking about the teacher, the indoctrinator. Excuse me. Now, I believe that this is a very vital and important part of the ministry, as any arm of the ministry is. Let's see what the Word of God says. Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, it says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, to believe in my name, and teach them to observe all the words which I have commanded you forever." This is the New Messianic Version. I want to read that again. "Go and make disciples of all the nations to believe in my name and teach them to observe all the words which I have commanded you forever." Now, I believe this is the mandate of everyone that teaches God's word. Now, originally Jesus was talking to his apostles, and he was sending them out with their job description. Okay, go out and make disciples. Teach them the things that I've taught you. But I believe that everyone that operates in or under the arm of the teacher, this is their mandate. To indoctrinate. To teach others the word of God and the principles of God. And I believe teachers are driven. It's all over them. They are excited. They are zealous to break down and to share the gospel, the word of God, in its simplicity. And they enjoy allowing things to tie together. Okay? Now, the word of God is important for indoctrination, because we are believers in the Lord Jesus. So we need to know what God requires of us. And the teacher is the perfect ministry arm. This person has the ability to do this by the Holy Ghost. So, but let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. It says, "But continue you in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing on whom you have learned them, and that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for rebuke, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be spiritually mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." So God's word is the foundation of doctrine. We, as children of God, have to see the importance of a Bible study. And I'm putting in a plug for Bible study. I remember one of the first, I remember my first Bible study, as a matter of fact, when I came into the faith. There were some other Bible studies I had, but I don't count those because those guys were a little shaky. Just leave it that. But I remember my first real Bible study. It was with my brother-in-law, and I'll never forget it. It was my first one, and you know, I had a copy of the Gideon's Bible, and there's a big story I can go about that, but I won't. But I'm just trying to show you that you cannot forget. It was like that was my first opportunity to truly feast on the Word of God from somebody I believe was accredited, somebody that was able and capable to break down God's truth. You know, it's like your first favorite, like having your first meal for the first time, like having your favorite meal for the first time. That's the best way I can describe it. And I've been feasting ever since. Why am I putting in a plug for Bible study? I believe that we can all read our Bibles at home. You know, we can all do that. But there is something different that happens when you incorporate a teacher or others into a discussion about God's Word. Because you have to understand now, what you are doing in essence in incorporating God's Word and His Spirit, you're actually manufacturing an explosion. And here's what I mean by that. Because God is able to touch a Holy Ghost-filled teacher to talk about stuff or to articulate stuff you would have never understood on your own. That it actually takes a setting like a Bible study for you to really grasp it and absorb it. What am I talking about really? Think about it. There are some things that God can reveal to you about yourself personally in a Bible study at home by yourself, right? But what about others? When you gather in a session, in a Bible study session rather, and you're there with your teacher who's teaching and the other believers who are at different levels in their spiritual walk with God, you're able to better perceive where they are. And I think that this is important. And I don't believe now, a Sunday service won't get you this information, or a Tuesday night, or a prayer meeting, right? I don't know when you have prayer meeting. A prayer meeting wouldn't give you this information. A youth meeting wouldn't give you this information. A singles ministry wouldn't give you this information. Whatever ministry you got outside of a Bible study will not give you this information. And the information I'm talking about is the spiritual level of your brothers and sisters. This is so important when it comes to relating to one another. Because we've got to understand. You know, sometimes I believe we try to pigeonhole people, or we try to make everybody fit our little box. And quite frankly, some of us, if you don't fit my box, I ain't got time for you, because it's going to take too much effort to deal with you, because we don't really relate. But for somebody that's interested in building the body, in building people, in building relationships that are meaningful, nothing more meaningful than your relationship with your brothers and sisters in the Lord, this is prime real estate for you. Because at a Bible study, in just observing, you ain't got to say nothing. You can behold the level of your brothers and sisters spiritually and appreciate it. Because not everyone is the same. And this enables us to have better relationships. And guess what? God is so wise and infinite in wisdom that He is able to give the teacher a Bible study topic that will reveal all of this to you. And at the same time, reveal yourself and reveal your teacher. And man, I can go on for days with this. I'm just trying to show you. And God is doing all of this through whom? The teacher. So indoctrination is one of the things that's happening. You're getting information that is going to assist you outside of the church walls, in your home life, in your work life, in your marriage, in your friendships, whatever relationship you got going on. But at the same time, that Bible study is helping your spirit, your relationship with your brothers and sisters, who you dwell with whenever you come together. Okay? So God's Word is the foundation of this doctrine. Now let's look at John chapter 14, verse 26. It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Now, of course, the Holy Ghost is the teacher of all teachers. And I think that it's important for us to understand that. Even if you don't have a teacher, per se, at the moment, physically, spiritually, you've got the teacher of all teachers living in you. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus, you have got the Holy Ghost. Now, with that gift comes the ability to appreciate the physical teacher. And believe you me, when you encounter, the Holy Ghost is so powerful that when you encounter a teacher, you're going to know. You're going to know. And their zealousness to teach can be, let's say, I don't want to say challenge. The challenge seems like a strong word. But their zealousness to teach, the zeal that they have to teach the Word of God, can be appreciated. I'll just say appreciated by any one of us, by our desire to pull from them. Because the teacher has that knowledge so that they can share it. They want to share it. It is their desire. Every teacher wants to teach this word. But they need somebody to desire it from them. God didn't give them the gift to hold on to. But our desire to learn more of God causes us to pull and tug on the teacher. And a true teacher of this word is not going to shut you down. Or they're going to pour it out. They're going to let it loose. Because in doing that, they're blessing themselves, because it's more blessed to give than to receive. So you think you're being blessed by the precious information that we're releasing to you. But the Holy Ghost has set everybody up, because you're being blessed, they're being blessed even more, because they're sharing what they have freely received, because we've been charged to freely give it. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. And I doubly thank God for a Holy Ghost-filled teacher. Amen. Now, I want to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 11 to 16. It says this: these things command and teach. Let no man despise your youth, but be you an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto yourselves and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Now, I think it's important to notice the Apostle Paul is talking to Timothy primarily, but I believe that this scripture can be a blessing to us all. Because the call to teach indoctrinates the hearers. And I think that one of the things that the ministry of the teacher does, and I think it's underappreciated, is it causes us to come face to face with that purpose of God and our destiny in Him. There is nothing like a Bible study. And I'm using a Bible study because normally this is where the teacher operates, right? But the same can be said for Sunday school also, right? But wherever the teacher operates, it's an opportunity to hear topics, to hear discussions about the Word of God that are going to draw you and tunnel vision you into a place of destiny. And you come to grips with your purpose. That happens when the teacher is in action. Now, watch how duplication takes place, because now that you may be the next teacher God is calling, or whatever God has called you to do, now you get to take on your destiny. And in doing so, you enable others to be blessed by that thing that God has put in you. But think about it now. Like the scripture says, they can't hear without a preacher. A preacher can't go unless he's sent. You've got to understand that without a teacher, how is this possible? Let's take it back to the natural world, in our natural school system. You remember, if you can remember going to preschool, primary, high, tertiary education, if you made it there, university. All of that was facilitated with a teacher. Can you imagine going to that class or whatever class it was in those five levels I discussed? From preschool all the way to tertiary level or university, and there wasn't a teacher in the room, how would you function? We need a teacher. We need somebody to instruct us in the Word of God. Naturally, we need a teacher. Now, I want you to think about that. The things of God are so beyond this world that He has given us a mobile teacher, I guess we can call it that. Let's call it a mobile teacher. We have the Holy Ghost living inside of us. And with that teacher, we can be taught, because the Holy Ghost enables us to be teachable. I want you to think about that. This is amazing. It's just mind-blowing. Because we have the Holy Ghost, we have the ability to be teachable because we have the teacher in us. It's like teacher calling the teacher. Deep calling out to deep as the noise of his water spouts. It's like God has set us up in such a way that there is a hunger to teach it and there's a hunger to receive it. It's a continuous cycle going on by the power of God. So I don't know where you are today. You are to give God a big God bless you for the teacher, that indoctrinator that God has put into your life. Some of the most fundamental things that I know about the Word of God. I thank God for every teacher that He's put in my path, because without them, there's some things I probably wouldn't have grasped on my own. There are a lot of things I learned on my own, mind you. But I thank God for the teachers that He has put in my path to lead me and guide me in His truth. So this is this segment is Teachers Appreciation Segment. So I want you, after you log off, text that teacher of God that God used to help indoctrinate you in the things of God, because without them, we really don't know where we would be. So I'm excited to see you on the next episode as we continue to talk about the work of the ecclesia. Now, I want you to think about it, even before I wrap up, it just hit me. I really focus primarily on all of the good things about a teacher. And now in the other segments, I gave you a balance. So it would be an injustice if I end this segment without talking about the power of the teacher to lead you down the wrong path. Because remember now, this person is an indoctrinator. So can you imagine if you didn't have the Holy Ghost? This is why the Holy Ghost is important. If you don't have the Holy Ghost and somebody is standing up in front of you, or maybe they're on a tablet or you're on a live feed and they're teaching you stuff, you don't have the Holy Ghost and you're just taking this stuff in. They are basic and you're taking it in and it's an error, or it's against the Word of God, or it's man-made doctrine. They are setting you up for fall, an eventual fall. Because the Word of God is going to enlighten you and it's going to enable you to stand. It's a rock that you can stand on. You will find out if you don't have the Holy Ghost and somebody's teaching you man-made doctrine that is just sand, and eventually you stand on that thing, you're going to fall and you're going to sink. And great will be that fall. So see the power of the Holy Ghost. Because we have the Holy Ghost, it enables us to discern whether this teacher is teaching sound doctrine and principle. And guess what? And this is where people can be misdirected here. This is for any level. This is for believer in any level. Once you got the Holy Ghost, you've got enough to get you started. And I'm going to show you an example. You may be hearing somebody talk some stuff from the pulpit or from a teacher's lectern, and it sounds off, and your spirit checks you. When the spirit checks you, what do you do? Because right now, your spirit of discerning is going off, or you're trying to try to push somebody's spirit because you want to know that, hey, what I'm hearing, this got to be gospel. But your spirit checks you. You know how many times that's happened to me? Because I don't know everything. And sometimes the spirit checks me and I feel a way, and I'm like, man, something ain't right about this. And you know what I do? I run to the Word of God, and I see what the Word of God has to say about what they're saying. And that's how I evaluate whether what they're saying is of God. And I think that's important to take note of. And guess what? Sometimes that's at a babe level. I'll say that's at a babe level because we don't know everything. There'll be times when I know enough and I hear somebody teaching something and the Spirit checks me and I'm able to go back in the Spirit because He promises to remind us of stuff that He's already told us. This is the Holy Ghost now teaching us. So if I hear something that's an error, I'm able to go into the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of God is able to bring it back up and say, look here, this is what my word says. What they're saying is contrary. And I know not to receive that. And I'm still blessed. So I thank God for a teacher. But listen to me. Primarily, we need the Holy Ghost. Because if not, we are liable to be deceived. So I'll close on that note. All right. I look forward to seeing you next time as we talk about the work of the Ecclesia. Blessings on you.